Okay, good morning everybody and a good night. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Nun Beis. We are holding on daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the end of the page at Tashema. The first word in the line is Lisveika. We are at the second word in the line. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. We thank him very much for continuing to sponsor the Daf Yomi shiur each and every day. So we were right in the middle of the sugya of Kiddushin Shein Mesurin Labia, where we have machlokas between Rava and Abaye, whether Kiddushin Shein Mesurin Labia is a valid Kiddushin or not. And we had brought so far three rayas and answered all three rayas. So now we're going to have today three more rayas. Whether Kiddushin Shein Mesurin Labia is a valid Kiddushin or not, and we're going to finally accept the sixth and final Raya, and that's going to lead us to Paskin like Abaye against Rava. This is one of the Ya'al Kigam where we Paskin like Abaye against Rava. Then the Gemara is going to tell us three or possibly four halachic conclusions that we can derive from the case in our Mishnah of a man who's Mekadesh five women and two of them are sisters, and he used Shemitah produce that was from one of their fields. So all those details are teaching us many different halachos. So we're going to derive either three or four halachos from that line of the Mishnah, from that case of the Mishnah. Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to talk about being Mekadesh and Isha with Gezel, and whether that works after there's Yeush, before there's Yeush, and we're going to have three Maises on Amud Beis about being Mekadesh and Isha with Gezel, and that's going to bring us all the way to the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about being Mekadesh a woman with various items that have Kedusha, whether it's Kachay Kachim or Kachim Kalim or Maiser Sheni, different items that have Kedusha, Hegdish. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether our Mishnah seems to assume that Kachim Kalim is not Mamon Bailim, meaning there is an opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili that Kachim Kalim is Mamon Bailim. So are we going to assume, is our Mishnah assuming not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili? And then the Gemara is going to tell the story, we'll see if we get to it today, where Rabbi Yehuda didn't want any of the Talmidim of Rabbi Meir to enter his Beis Medrash, and one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Meir snuck into the Beis Medrash, and he asked the Shaila of Rabbi Yehuda about being Mekadesh Nisha with Kachay Kachim. Rabbi Yehuda got all upset at the Shaila, he didn't think it was relevant Lemaisa, and the Gemara expresses how it might be relevant Lemaisa, and maybe Rabbi Yehuda didn't realize because he was just too upset to realize that it actually is relevant Lemaisa. So that's going to be at the very end of the daf, having to do with being Mekadesh Nisha with one's own portion in Kachay Kachim. So let's begin 10 lines from the end of the page on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis Tashima. So says Gemara Tashima again, we're bringing a Raya against Rava, who held the Kiddush Shem Yisur in the Bia, is not a valid Kiddushin. So Tashima, we have a Mishnah in Yavam Mustaf Chav Gimel. If a man is Mekadesh one of two sisters, but he doesn't know which one of them he was Mekadesh, Nosin Getlazo, he has to give a get to both of them, because either one of them might be his wife. So you see, both of them are Aser to Misafe, and therefore the Kiddushin is not Mesurin Labia because each one might be Achos Ishto, so they're both Asr Misafek, but nevertheless the Kiddushin is Chal against Rava. Says Mar, no, Achamayiskin Kshukru Lusof Nizarvu. The case in that Mishnah is that at the time of the Kiddushin you knew which Isha you were being Mekadesh. It's just that later on they got mixed up so you didn't remember which one. Dekanami, and it's Meduyik that way in the Mishnah, Dekatani Eino Yodea. It says Eino Yodea, which means right now. Now you don't know. Velo katani eino yodua. It doesn't say that it was never known. So apparently at the time of the Kiddushin, you knew who you were being Mekadesh. Says Mari Yachi by the Memra. Then what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah if the case is that you once knew who you were being Mekadesh? Of course you need to give a get to both of them. So says Mara, you're right, there's no Chiddush in that case. Seifa Tzrichle, the whole Mishnah is there to teach me a Chiddush in the Seifa, where the Seifa goes on to say, Meis velo ach echad. If the guy that was Mekadesh, one of these achayos, dies and he has a brother, choletz l'shteyan, the brother has to do chalitza with both of these women. He's not allowed to be miyavim either one of them, because you have to be choshesh that the one he's being miyavim Yabim is not his brother's wife, but rather the sister of his brother's wife, which would be Achos Zukukaso, and you're not allowed to marry Achos Zukukaso. So we have to only allow him to do Chalitza, not Yibum. Hayulo Shnayim, but if the fellow that died had two brothers, well then, Echad Choletz, one of them could do Chalitza on one of the women, the Echad Miyabim, and then the other one could do Yibum on the other woman, because Mimanavshuch, if the one that he's doing Yibum on is actually his brother's wife, great, he's doing the mitzvah of Yibum. If the other one was his brother's wife, so good, so she already had Chalitza, so the Yibum Chalitza situation is over, and now he's allowed to marry this other woman who was never married to his brother anyway, so there would be no problem. Im kadmu v'kinsu, if the two brothers did Yibum on the two sisters, ein motzino sam yadam, then even though the first one to do Yibum did improper, he acted improperly, we're not going to make him get divorced because he did Yibum on a woman that might have been Achos Zukukaso, but b'diavad, that's not going to be a problem because Achos Zukuka is only Yasser Midivrei Chachamim, so they did not include in that Kanas that you have to divorce her if you do the Yibum. So the Gemara explains, so what's the Chiddush of all of this? Dafka Michlat Vadu Yivumi. The Chiddush is that only one, that if there are two brothers, one of them has to do Chalitza first on one of these two sisters, and then the other brother could do Yibum. Avli Yibum Mivadu Michlat Zlo, but you can't have Yibum first and then Chalitza. Dekapaga Bachosu Kukasu, because if you do the Yibum first, you're running the risk of doing Yibum on Achos Zukukaso, on the woman, on the sister of the woman who was really zakuk to you for Yibum, and that's a problem to do Yibum with Achos Zukukaso. Okay, so that Raya failed as well. So now the Gemara book moves on to Raya number 5 against Rava. Tashima, we'll bring a Raya. Shnayim, if you have two people who are not brothers, just two guys, Shekitru Shtei Achayos, that are Makadesh, two women, two sisters. Vizein Yodeh is a Kiddush, Vizein Yodeh is a Kiddush. Neither guy knows which sister he was Makadesh. Zenos in Shnei Gittin, the Zenos in Shnei Gittin. So each guy is going to have to give Gittin to each woman. So you see from here that even though the Kiddushin are not Mesumin Labia, because neither one of them knows which of the sisters is his wife, so they're both us, because they both might be his wife's sisters, so they're both problematic for him, but nevertheless the Kiddushin apparently is Chal, and that's why you need to give a get. So isn't that a Raya against Rava, that even though it's Kiddushin Shem Mesumin Labia, the Kiddushin is going to be Chal? So it says, well, no, Hachanami, Shurkul B'sof Nesarvu. Answer it the same way we've been answering every one of these cases. Maybe at the time of the Kiddushin it was Mesumin Labia, you knew exactly who were being Mekadesh, and then later on there was some confusion and you don't remember. And the same raya we keep on bringing, that it doesn't say Ein Yadua, that it was never known. It says Ein Yodea, that right now you don't know which woman is your wife. What's the Chiddush then? Well, Seifa Tzrichalei. The Chiddush is in the Seifa, that Mesu, that if these two guys were Mekadesh, these two sisters drop dead, Ulazaach, Ulazaach, and each of them have a brother, Zecholitz L'shtein, Zecholitz L'shtein. Each of their brothers needs to do Chalitza on both of these women, because each of these women might be the woman that needs Chalitza from them. And if one of these fellows who did the Kiddushin has one brother, and the other fellow who might have done the Kiddushin has two brothers, and they both drop dead, and both of the original fellows drop dead, Ha'echad Cholitz L'shtein, the one who had one brother, that one brother does chalitza on both of the women, v'hashnayim, and the one that had two brothers, so the two brothers behave accordingly, and that echad, just like we said earlier, that echad chalitz v'echad miyabim, one of them does chalitza, and then the other one could do yibum, im kadmu v'kintzu, and if both of them do yibum, ein motzino sam yadam, we're not going to force them to get divorced, even though the first one to do yibum may have been pogeya, ba'achos zukukaso, but like we said, that's not going to be such a problem, because that's only a knas midrabanan. So dafka michlat vadu yivumi. But you see that only the only way to do it the right is to do chalitza first, to have one of the brothers do chalitza first, and then the other brother do yibum. Av yibumi vadu michlat lo. But you can't have one of the brothers of the second mekadesh do yibum first, and then the other brother do chalitza. Dekapaga biyivam l'shuk, because it could be that he's marrying the wife of the first mekadesh, who is a Shomeres Yavam, and not to Yavam Lashukah, since it's Daraisa, that he wouldn't be allowed to do Yibam. Meaning it's not only their brother, their deceased brother was in the picture. There was another guy who might have been Mekadesh, this woman, and she might be Yavam Lashukah. So therefore, you got to be careful, and you're not allowed to do Yibam first, before the chalitzas are taken care of. Okay, so that raya didn't work either, so now the Gemara brings its final raya. Tashima detani tevyumi. Tevyumi, who is a particular chacham, taught the following. If you have two guys that want to be mishtadech their children off to each other, lezeh chamisha banim, lezeh chamish banos. One of them has five sons and the other one has five daughters. Va'amar, and the father of the boys says to the father of the girls, achas mi brosechem u'kudeshes le'echad mi banai. Let's do a kiddushin where one of your daughters will be mukudeshes to one of my sons. But he didn't say which one. So kol achas ve'achas, each of the five girls, tzricha chamisha gittin, is going to require five gittin, one from each of the brothers. The Meiri adds that even if he said kol b'nosecha mukudeshes l'kol banai, that he's doing not a kiddushin between our families, but five kiddushins between our families, still all five girls are going to need five kiddushins. Meiri says, you might have thought in that case, he's obviously going in age order, that the oldest to the eldest, second to the second, third to... No, we're not sure. Maybe he was doing it based on personality, who's most matim for each other, or whatever other criteria. And therefore, each of the girls are going to need five gittin. Meis echad mehem, if one of these brothers dies before he gives a get to all of the sisters, then kol achas ve'achas tzricha arba a gittin, then each of the sisters is going to need four gittin from each of the surviving brothers, v'chalitza me'echad mehem, plus a chalitza from one of the surviving brothers to take care of the potential zika that was created by one of the brothers dying. So you see that even though each of the sisters is asr to each of the brothers, because each one might be eshes achiv, and therefore it's a kiddushin shein mesurin lebia, but nevertheless the kiddushin is chal, and therefore it has to be contended with, it has to be dealt with through gittin and chalitzas. The chitema, maybe you're going to tell me the same answer you keep giving me. Hachanami kishurukul b'sof nesarvu. Maybe at the time the father received the fathers arranged the kiddushin, they knew exactly which of their children they were arranging the kiddushin for, and it was only later that they had forgotten. No, ha'achas mi brosecha le'echad mi banai katani. It reports the conversation that they had. The conversation that they had was highly non-specific. That at the time they were doing this kiddushin, he said, "Oh, one of your daughters to one of my sons." You can't say that's a case where they knew who was who. So it was obviously they didn't know. They never knew. It's kiddush shem esurin lebia, and nevertheless, apparently, it's a valid kiddushin. Tiyufta d'Rava tiyufta. And this taka is a tiyufta on Rava, so it's a checkmate against Rava. So we see from here that Abaye is correct, that a kiddushin shem esurin lebia is a valid kiddushin. And this is one of the Yal Kigam, one of the six cases where we pass like Abaye. This is the kuf of the Yal Kigam. Rashi fills us in what the others are. Yeish Shlomidas is the Yud. The Ayin is Eid Zomim, whether he's Pasul and Mafreya. The Lamed is Lechia Omid Me'elav. The kuf is our case of Kiddush Shlomis from Labiyah. The Gimel is Gilui Das Beget. And the Mem is Mumaroch Nevelos Lahachis. That's how Rashi learns is the Yal Kigam. Tosos points out in Dibra Maskel B'Yal that the letter Lamed is Merames on the Machlok Sabayin Rava about Yimei Leda, that the Yoledas is not Roed during those Yimei Leda. What the status of that is, whether they're Mitztaref to the Sphira for her Ziva, for her Tumah Ziva. So the Ramban says that can't be, because then it should have been Yud, not Lamed. Yimei Leda, not Lamed. And the Ritva says, what are you talking about? Yud was already used for Yei Shalomidah, so they had to do Lamed, you know, as the for Yimei Leda, not the Yud. So there is discussion we showed him precisely what the Yal Kigam are, but this one is very clearly one, because the Gemara is very clear about it. The Gemara says Tiyufta Derava and Hilchavasei Dabai B'Yal Kigam at the conclusion of this sugya. Tosos in Dibra Maskel V'Hilchasa has an important comment that maybe Allah Lamaisa, that Rabbeinu Tam had a Maisa that came, a person said to someone else that he has a lot of daughters, and he said Bivchum Mekudashasli, and he didn't say which daughter he was being Makadesh. So Rabbeinu Tam held that the Kiddushin is going to be Chal on the one that he meant, even though he never specified which one he meant. So he said, because if there was Shiduchin with one of the daughters in advance, they did Nasiyas Tanoim with a Kinyan and everything, so obviously he meant the one that he had a Tanoim with, so it's possible that that's the one that he meant. And even if they never did a Kinyan Tanoim, they just got engaged, what we call getting engaged, they agreed to get married, and they dated, and there was some sort of agreement in place, so obviously he meant that one, She'eris Yisrael Lo Yasu Avlov Lo Yidabru Chazav, that if he had an agreement in place to get married, so obviously he was going to be honest and was going to follow through with that. And then Rabbeinu Tam adds a greater chiddush, that even if there was no shiduchin at all and there was no previous discussion at all, there was no haskama balpeh of marrying any one of these girls, we assume that he wanted to be mekadesh the gedola shebebanos, that he must have intended for the oldest eligible daughter, because the pasuk says lo ye asa chen b'mekomenu laseis hatziira lifnei habechira, that Lavan says we don't do this, we don't give a younger daughter to marry before we give an older daughter to marry. So Tosos writes that Rav Beinu Menachem Miyuni asked on Rabbeinu Tam that Utsumachlokas Abayin Rava by Mekadish Achas Mishtei Achios, that according to Rava the Kiddushin is not going to be Chal, and according to Abayin the Kiddushin is Chal with one of them, but we don't know which one. But Lechora, and therefore you need to get from both of them. But why don't we say that of course he meant to be Mekadish the Gedola, meaning according to Rabbeinu Tam he always means to be Mekadish the Gedola. So Tosos says that even Rabbeinu Tam was chazerbo and lo asa maisa kedvarav, that he wouldn't rely on that chazaka, that of course he must have meant the gedola halacha lemaisa. So that's, but that's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, at least the chachila. It seems that he won't rely that must be what happened, and therefore that you don't need to get from the other. But it sounds that lechachila, that's what one ought to do, that one is supposed to marry off an older daughter before a younger daughter because of Lavan. So of that pasuk about Lavan. So there's a discussion in the poskim, how far do we take that? How seriously do we take that? In the Tshuvas Marsham, he says that this Isser is only mitam nimos v'derech eretz, it's just proper midos, and even though it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, it's not a real din, and therefore b'shas hadchak, it's mutter to do so. And he says, from Tosis you see that the whole reason the reason of Sheir Yisrael Loyasa Avla, you could be somech more than Loyasa Ken b'mekomenu. So if the Tzi'ira already had shiduchin because you were unaware that you were supposed to wait on the younger one for the older one to get married. So if the tzira had shiduchin, that's a more dominant concern to live to follow your word where you said that you're going to be mishadik this girl. Right? That's more important concern than lo yasa kein b'mekomenu, marrying off the older one before the younger one. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Eben Ezra chel beis minal, where he just basically says that the whole din is only if both of them are ready to be married. They both found the right person and they're both ready to get married. So then, whose wedding do you do first? Okay, so then you do the older one before you do the younger one. But if one of them didn't find the right person yet, one of them's not ready to be married and the other one's ready to be married, so why would you stop one from getting married? Meaning it's not about one before the other, it's about one of them is just not getting married right now and the other one is getting married right now. So Rav Moshe thinks that it's very rare that we actually have this case halacha lemaisa. There's also a discussion, does this apply to young men or only to young women? What about an older brother and a younger sister? Is there a problem with the younger sister getting married before the older brother? Does a younger brother have to wait for an older sister? I mean, it may be different because a brother, the boy has a mitzvah to find a wife. So because of this nimus v'derech eretz, you're going to tell him not to do a mitzvah. So there's a lot of fascinating discussion on this topic. But anyway, says the Gemara now, our Mishnah told the story of five women, and among the five women were two sisters. And a guy takes a basket of figs and he sends and the figs came from their fields, but it was during Shemitah, so it was Hefker. So the guy took that basket of figs and he gave it to one of them as Kiddushin on behalf of all of the others. So Amarav Shmamina Masnisin Arba, that we see four halachos that emerge from this case of the Mishnah, Vinakad Rav Biyade Tlas. But Lemaisa Rav only paskin like three of the four halachos that seem to emerge from this line in the Mishnah. Halacha number one, Shmamina Makadish Perishvis Mukadeshas. We see from our Mishnah that you can be Mekadish Nisha with Peros that you got from Shvius, and the Kiddushin is going to be Chal, and we don't say that it's not your Mamon to be Mekadish an Isha with. That's the Chiddush, the way Rashi learns it, and that's what Tosfos writes in the first explanation as well. Then Rashi says, no, maybe the Chiddush is that you don't assume that since it's Peros Shvius can only be eaten, and you're not allowed to do other things with Peros Shvius. You have to treat it with a certain level of Kiddush and respect. So maybe you think it's also to be Mekadish Nisha with it. Just like you're not allowed to destroy it, you're not allowed to do other things with it. So maybe one of the things you're not allowed to do with it is be Mekadish Nisha. You're not allowed to do Schora with Peros Shvius. You're not allowed to do business transactions with Peros Shvius. Maybe this is called Schora with Peros Shvius if you're Mekadish Nisha. So that's the Hava Amina. So Tosas just adds that L'chadchila Taka, you shouldn't be Mekadish with Peros Shvius because you're not allowed to do Schora. The Chiddush over here is that B'dievet it works if you're Mekadesh with Peros Shvius. But that's the Chiddush. You really shouldn't be Mekadesh with Peros Shvius. So anyway, Chiddush number one is that if you are Mekadesh with Peros Shvius, then the Isha is Mekudeshes. Chiddush number two is Shema Mino Kitsh B'Gezel Eina Mekudeshes. That if you're Mekadesh Nisha with Gezel, which doesn't belong to you, then the Kiddushin is not going to be Chal. Tosa says, really? That's a Chiddush? Well, let's finish off the line. V'afilu B'Gezel Dida. And even if it's the Gezel that you took from the woman herself, and we don't say, well, if she's agreeing to take it, she must be mochel on the gzela, because otherwise why would she agree to receive it as the kiddushin? So mimai, how do I see anything about gezel over here? There was no gezel in our Mishnah. No, because midiktani shalehen oisa v'shal shviyas oisa, is because the Mishnah went out of its way to explain that yes, it came from their fields, but it was shviyas produce. So taiva de shviyas to hefker. So the only reason this kiddushin works is because even though it came from their fields, but it was hefker because it was shmita produce. But if had it not been Shemitah, had it been any of the other years of the Shemitah cycle where it actually belongs to them and he just stole it from the field, then the Kiddushin would not be Chal. So says the Gemara, so that's din number two. Din number three, that one woman could be a Shliach for the other woman to be Mekabel Kiddushin for her, even though through that act of Shlichus they're becoming tsaros one to the other. But nevertheless, she could still be a shliach for her. The Sefer HaMakna raises the question, sounds from the Lashon HaGemara, that there's a chiddush that even just the idea that a woman could be a shliach for another woman, even when they don't become a tsar, is a chiddush. Because it says that shliach, that ish could be a shliach l'chavirta, afilu b'makom shnasas latzara. Sounds like it's a chiddush, and then it's a bigger chiddush, even though it's not latzara. So he says, I don't understand what the original chiddush is. What's the chiddush that a woman could be a shliach lechavirta? Of course a woman could be a shliach lechavirta. So he says that it means to say, and in the case of our Mishnah, where you're Mekadesh five women, and among them are two sisters, and one of the sisters is Mekabel Kiddushin for all of them. Meaning, maybe the one that was Mekadesh Kiddushin for all of them happens to be one of the sisters. So that's a chiddush, that even though she knows that if she's Mekabel the Kiddushin for her sister, her own Kiddushin is not going to be Chal, because it's going to be Kiddushin Shem Esrum Labia, and if you assume like Rava, Kiddushin Shem Esrum Labia is not a valid Kiddushin, so even though she knows her own Kiddushin is not going to be Chal by virtue of the fact that she's Mekabel Kiddushin for her sister, or even like Abaye, however you understand our Mishnah, in the Mishnah the Kiddushin of the sisters didn't work, still she's willing to be a Shliach for the other three, even though she knows by doing that, by being a shliach, it's going to prevent her own kiddushin from being chal. That's how the Makna understands the chiddush of that original line that ishnas shliach lechavirta. But the additional level of chiddush is even though she's going to become a tzara. So says the Gemara, and the fourth viidach maihi, the fourth chiddush that we learned from this line in the Mishnah is kiddush shem esrum labia, is the din of kiddush shem esrum labia. So meaning that from the ratio of the Mishnah, it says that a person Mekadesh Shtei Achios, that the Kiddush is not going to be Chal, we could learn whether Kiddush Shem Esrum Labia is Chal or not. So v'nichshava, so why don't we count that as one of the halachas we learn from the Mishnah? Mishum Mesafklei Ikabaye Ikareva. Because Rav wasn't sure how to count that, meaning which column do you put that in? Is that yes, the Mishnah is definitely telling me something about Kiddush Shem Esrum Labia, but Abaye had his way of interpreting the Mishnah, where the Mishnah is telling me that Kiddush Shem Esrum Labia is a valid Kiddush. Kiddushin, and Rava had his way of interpreting the Mishnah, where it's teaching me that it's not a valid Kiddushin. They both agree the Mishnah is telling me something about Kiddushin Misrun Labiyah. They disagree as to what the Mishnah is telling me about Kiddushin Misrun Labiyah. So Rav can't say, oh, and I see a fourth halacha emerge from our Mishnah. You don't see the halacha emerge. You see that there is some halacha the Mishnah is telling me, but you don't know what the halacha is. Now the Gemara talks about being Makadish Nisha with Gezel. Kisalak Rabbi Zeru, when Rabbi Zeru went from Babel to Hartzal, Amra Lahashmai to Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, he said over Rav's teaching to Rabbi Yochanan that if you're Makadish with Gezel, it's Eina Mukadesha. So Amr Lay, so Rabbi Yochanan said, really? Mi Amr Rav Hachi? Rav says if you're Makadish with Gezel, it's Eina Mukadesha. So says Gemara, why are you so surprised? Vuhu Lo Amar? Do you, Rabbi Yochanan, not say the exact same thing? Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Gezel Lonus Yashua Bailim, that if you steal something and the Bailim has not yet had Yeush of ever retrieving it, neither person, neither the original Bailim nor the Gazlan are allowed to make it Hegdish. Zel if he the Gazlan can't make it Hegdish because it doesn't belong to him. Vizel if he the Bailim can't make it Hegdish because he has no control over it right now since it was stolen from him. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan's moda that a stolen item is not in the Rishus of the Gazlan to be Makdish it. So if he can't be Makdish it to make it Hegdish, he can't be Makadesh and Isha with it either. So Hachi Karmelei, Miyama Rav Kavasi. No, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't surprised that there's such a din that you can't be Makadish with Gezel. He was surprised that Rav says like him, meaning that he also said that way. So says Gemara Meisve, the Gemara challenges both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Now we know that they're on the same page, that you cannot be Makadish with Gezel. So now we have a challenge to that Shita. Kitcha beGezel. The Brisa says, if a man is Makadish Nisha with a stolen object, b'chamas, or with an object that he took against the will of the original owner, but he paid for it, he forcefully bought it from him, or b'gneva, or something that he was gonev from the other party, or shechatav, sela miyada, or he grabs a sela out of the woman's own hand, v'kitcha, and then he gives it back to her as kiddushin. In all those cases, mekudeshes, she is mekudeshes. So you see, against Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, because they said, Makadish Nisha b'gezel, zeina mekudeshes, and here you have a bryce that's beferish that if Makadish Yishu Begezel, it is Mukadeshes. Answers Gemara, no! Hasa Begezel Dida. That bryce that says Mukadeshes is talking about where you stole from the woman herself and then you're Makadish. So that's where it's Mukadeshes, because if she's willing to take it, Betoras Kiddushin, so then she's obviously being Mochal on the Gezela. And Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are talking about where you stole it from somebody else and then you run to be Makadish Nisha with it. That's not going to work because the original Bailim was never Mochal. Says Gemara, wait, this entire bryce is talking about where you take it from the woman herself. One of the cases in the Braisa was Shechatav Sela Miyada, meaning Midiktani Seifa. Sounds like all the other cases where we stam stole it from somebody else and not from the woman herself. So it says, no, Purusha Kamefaresh. That line, Shechat of Selam Yada, is just explaining the earlier cases. Kitcha Begezel, Bechamas, Begneva, Ketzad, Kigon Shechat of Selam Yada, Bekitchabo. When it says Kitcha Begezel, Bechamas, Begneva, the Bryce just elaborates, what do you mean? What kind of Gezel, Chamas, and Geneva are you being Kaddish Nisha with? Oh, the kind where you took it directly from her. V'hamas Nisan de Gezel Dida, but ask the Gemara, our Mishnah talks about where you're Makadish Nisha with Gezel that you took from her, because we said you take a Kalkola Shel Te'inim from her own field, and the only reason the Kiddushin works is because it's Hefker and it's Shvias. But had it not been Hefker and Shvias, the Kiddushin would not work for Kama Rav. Eina Mukadeshes. Rav is Medayek from our Mishnah that it's Eina Mukadeshes, that it doesn't work even if you take it from her. So it must be that Rav holds that even if you're Makadish Nisha with that which you stole directly from her, it's Eina Mukadeshes. Against this Brisa, don't tell me that the Brisa says Mukadeshes and that's okay because you took it from her. Rav holds even if you did take it from her, it's Eina Mukadeshes. So says Melo Kasha, Hadashadich, Hadlo Shadich. It could be that there's a difference between the case of the Brisa and the case of Rav, meaning in a situation where the Gazan is Makadish Nisha that he already had Shiduchin with, that he already was engaged to. So since she accepted it from him, we can assume that there was a Mechila and she's Mukadeshes. That was the Brisa. That she would be Mekudeshes, versus where there was no Kiddushin Mitchila, so then you could assume that she's not Mechelis on the Gzela, and she's just trying to take back what rightfully belongs to her. So now the Gemara has three stories. stories relating to be Mekadesh B'Gezel. Hayi Itza, there was a woman, Davaka, Mashia Kara B'Meshichla D'Maya. She was washing her feet in a pool of water. Asu Gavra Chatov Suzi Mechabri V'Shadala. And a guy comes, grabs money from someone else, and throws it to this woman, Amr La, and he says to her, Mekadeshli, Arei Mekadeshli with this money. Asu Gavra L'Kamei D'Rava. So that person came to Rava to ask whether the Kiddush was Chal. Amr Les T'chash L'Had Rabbi Shimon. He says, no one's choshesh for Rabbi Shimon Svara, Damr Stam Gzela Yeish Bailim Havi, who says that the Stam Gzela, that there's no presumed Yeish. According to Rabbi Shimon, yeah, in Achinami, the issue would be Mekadeshes, because once there's a Yeish Bailim, and there's a Shina Rishos, because now you're giving it to the Isha, she could actually acquire it. But according to the Shita the Chum that hold that the Bailim is not Misyaish from getting the item back when as soon as you're Gozel it from the Bailim, then the Isha is not Mekadeshes. So we're not worried about Rabbi Shimon. In this case, the Isha is not going to be Mekadeshes. Tosfos Rid raises the question of what importance is the detail that she happened to have been washing her feet at the time? I mean, why does the, the whole idea was that he stole it from someone who's Mekadesh Nisha. What do I care what the Isha was doing at that time? Tosfos Rid leaves it as a Tzarech Iyun. So the Ritva says, Yesh Liyashiv Bedochak, that maybe Bedochak we could say, that the Chiddush is that even though she was busy washing her feet, nevertheless, had he used his own mammon, she would have been Mekadeshes. It was only because he used stolen property that would have been Mekadeshes. I would have thought that even if he used his own mammon, the fact that she doesn't respond when he gives her something is because she's busy. She's focusing on her feet. She's not focusing on some guy that's coming and giving her kesef kiddushin. So it's mechadesh that a woman can multitask. That even that she can wash her feet and get married at the same time. What we know intuitively that women are better at multitasking. That's the chiddush, says the Ritva of this line, that the woman is able to multitask to wash her feet and receive kiddushin at the same time. Elamai, in this particular case, she couldn't. The kiddushin was invalid because it was a stolen item. Second story, Ahu Arisa, there was a sharecropper who was working on the field that he was a sharecropper on of the Baal HaSadeh, and so he's entitled to half of the payros of this field. To Kaddish B'moza D'Shamchi, he took a handful of heads of onions and he was Mekadesh Nisha with it. Before he split before they divided, who gets what, the owner of the field versus him, he just grabbed a bunch and he gave it to a woman as kiddushin. Asl kamei de Rava, so they came to Rava to ask whether the kiddushin is chal. Amar lei, so Rava said, manachle, who is mochel you, the chelik of the Baal HaSadeh, the keneged the chelik that you took? He's supposed to get an equal chelek, and you never sat down to do the accounting. But that's only when he took a moza, which is a handful of Rashi B'Tzalim, where it's hard to know exactly how big they were and how much they weighed and exactly what. So now that you've already taken it out of the field, it's going to be hard to do the accounting later on. Aval Kisha, but if he took a bundle of known weight, Matzi Amalei Anashakli Kisha Shaklat Kisha. Kisha Kikisha. He could tell the guy afterwards, no, I knew exactly what I took, and we could do the math now, and you'll take something corresponding to that, and therefore what I took was really mine, and therefore I could be Mekadesh Nisha with it. A third and final mice about being Mekadesh B'Gezel, Ha'us Sarsaya. There was a certain worker that was making beer out of dates that belonged to somebody, it was somebody else's dates, and he was a worker, he was the beer brewer, so he was making the beer, and he was supposed to get half of the beer as his wages. To Kaddish B'Pruma D'Shichri, Mekadesh Nisha with the sediment that was left over from the beer making process. Also, Marid Shikra Ashkei, the owner of the beer, the guy who owned all those dates, found him being Mekadesh Isha, Amarlei, and the owner of the beer company says, Amayla Tesa Mehe Harifa, why didn't you give her higher quality beer to be Mekadesh with? You're giving her the sediment, the junk, be Mekadesh with the good stuff. So, Asal Kamed Rava, now they asked Rava, is that a valid Kiddushin? Even though he was taking something that didn't really yet belong to him, but the other person who might belong to, the owner of the beer company, said, you should have done even better. So you see that he was in favor of this kiddushin. So Rava said, Lo Amru, Kol Chetz El Yafel Salin Yin Truma Bilvad. We only take such a statement as an indication of approval when it comes to Afrasha's Truma. When someone says, when the owner says, you should have done the better stuff. But when it comes to being Mekadesh Nisha, we do not take that as a statement of approval. Where do we find by Truma that it's understood as a statement statement of approval. Titania Ketzan Amrutorim Shalomidas Truma Sutruma. When do we say that if you take Truma from Balabayas' produce without his das, without his knowledge, that it's a valid Truma? Hareshiyar Latoch Sechaver Vilikat Vitorm Shalomirushus. You go into someone else's field and you take Truma without his permission. Im Choshish Mishum Gezel. If the Balasada is makbid about it, that you're stealing from him, ain't Truma Sutruma, then it's an invalid Truma. Vimlav Truma Sutruma. But if you see that he doesn't care, then the Truma is a valid Truma. How do you know if he's worried about Gezel or not? Very simple. Look at what he says. If when the Balabais comes home and he says, you should have used the better stuff for Truma, and their Taka is better stuff, so we take him literally. We assume he actually meant you should have used the better stuff, and therefore he approves of the idea that you took Truma for him. But Vimlav, but if there is no better stuff, so then he's being sarcastic. Then ain't Truma Sutruma. Meaning, he's like, why don't you just take my best stuff from me? You should have taken even the better stuff. But there was no better stuff, so then we assume he's being sarcastic. If the Bailam starts helping and he takes off more to give for Truma, then you know that it's a valid Truma. So that's when it comes to Truma. But by being Makadish and Isha with beer that belongs to the Balabais, even though the Balabais said, you should have taken the better beer, Mishum Kisuf Udo Avid. He just doesn't want to shtar a wedding. He feels embarrassed that he's going to tell you that you're not married. Meaning, so that's Eina Mekadeshes. Therefore, she's Eina Mekadeshes because we can't assume that you actually have his approval. Okay, now we move on to the next Mishnah. This Mishnah is about being Mekadesh Nisha with items that have a certain degree of holiness to them. HaMekadesh Bechelko, if a person is Mekadesh with his Chelek of Karbanos, meaning Kohen, who gets his Chelek of Karbanos, so he's Mekadesh Nisha with it. Bein Kachay Kachim, whether it was Kachay Kachim like Chataos and Hashamos, where only Kohen is allowed to eat them, Bein Kachim Kalim, or whether it was a Todor or Karban Shlamim, where even the Bailim is allowed to eat it, Eina Mekadeshes. The Kiddush is not going to be Chal, because that Chelek doesn't really belong to the person who is given that Chelek. Meaning, even though, yes, the Kohen is allowed to eat his Chelek of Kachim Kalim, of Kachim Kachim, that's not because it's his, it's Mamon Gavoa, it's just Hashem is willing to share with the Kohanim and allows the Kohen to eat some of his food. But it's Mamon Gavoa, it's Mishulchan HaMelech, and it's only that he's allowed to eat it, but it's nothing more than that. Tosfos raises a fundamental question. Okay, so it's Mamon Gavoa, but there's Hana'a from it. So as long as there's Hana'a from it, can't you be Mekadesh Isha with the Hana'a that she gets from it? Meaning, it doesn't have to belong to you for Kiddushin to be Chal, because as long as there's Hana'a from it, you can be Mekadesh with the Hana'a. So he says, that's only Hana'a that you could pay for, that you can receive payment for. By Kachim, it's Mamon Gavoa, you're not allowed to get payment for that Hana'a. So there's no, it's not Hana'a that could be monetized. So any Hana'a that cannot be monetized, you can't be Mekadesh Nisha with such Hana'a. That's what Tosfos understands. But anyway, that's case number one of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, B'maiser Sheni, if you're Mekadesh Nisha with payros of Maiser Sheni that you have, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, whether you realized that it was Maiser Sheni or you didn't realize that it was Maiser Sheni, Lo Kiddush, the Kiddush is not Chal, because Maaser Sheni is not yours, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Mamon Gavoa. It's just that Hashem allows you to eat it while you're in Yerushalayim. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's where Meir Shita holds Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda holds Maaser Sheni is Mamon Hedyo, that it actually does belong to you. It's just that you happen to have a restriction that you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, just like you have many dinim in the Torah. So there's a din in the Torah that even though it's yours, you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda Bishogeg, if you didn't know that it was Maaser Sheni, then lo kiddush, the kiddush is not going to be chal because it's kiddushet ta'us. But b'mezid kiddush, if you knew exactly what you were doing and you knew that it was ma'aser sheni and you chose to be mekadesh with it anyway, so then the kiddushin is valid. U'behegdish, and what if you're mekadesh nisha with hegdish, meaning we already spoke with kachim, kachim meaning karbanos, we spoke about ma'aser sheni, now we're talking about kachim bedekabayis. You have something that just belongs to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. So b'mezid kiddush, b'shogeg lo kiddush. If you did so b'mezid, it's a valid kiddushin. B'shogeg, it's an invalid Kiddushin because it's a Kiddushay Ta'us. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beshoge Kiddush, and if you did it Beshoge, it is a valid Kiddushin, Bemezid, low Kiddush, but Bemezid is an invalid Kiddushin. So says the Gemara, is that what is our Mishnah assuming about Kachim Kalim? Is Kachim Kalim the Mamun Bailim? Does it belong to the person or does it belong to the Ribbono Shlom? So the name of Masnis and Delok Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Our Mishnah that says if Mekadish with Kachim Kalim that it's an invalid Kiddushin seems to be against Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Kachim Kalim is Mamun Bailim and therefore you should be able to be Mekadish Nisha with it. Titania, because the Brisa Darshan is a Pasuk where it says Umala Mal Ba'Hashem V'ki Cheshamisu B'Kadim Nishbal Sheker, talks about a shomer who's kofar having the pikadon. He says, I don't have the pikadon, I don't know what you're talking about, and he swears falsely to it, and then he changes his, he comes back and he's moda that he lied and he had the pikadon the whole time. So even though as far as Hashavas HaPikadon by adding chomer, he has to add a chomesh, give back the pikadon, and he brings the korban asham to be mechaper on swearing falsely. So the Braisa darshens the lashon umala Mal Ba'Hashem. Why doesn't it just say Umala Mal V'Kichesh Ba'Miso? So what's the Hashem? L'Rabos Kachim Kalim. To tell me that even if it was a Pikadon of Kachim Kalim that he denied having and that he swore falsely about and that he later admitted, so even though it's Kachim Shemayim that it says Shein Mamono that's considered to be the Mamon of Chavero, and therefore it's a violation of Ba'Hashem V'Kichesh. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's opinion. So you see that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that Kachim Kalim are Mamono. So it must be that you have the ability to be Mekadish Nisha with it. Says Gemara, nah, feel the Tamar Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Our Mishnah might even agree to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Kikam Rabbi Yossi Aglili. When does Rabbi Yossi Aglili say that Kachim Kalim is your Mamon? Mechayim. That's before you ever shechted the Karban. Avalach Shechita, lo. But once you've already shechted the Karban, it's no longer Mamono. My time. Why is it no longer Mamono? Ki Kazachu, because when the Kohanim are Zoche in the Chelek of the animal, or the Bailim is Zoche in the Chelek of the animal, after Shechita, Mishulchan Kavoa Kazachu. We assume that it comes Mishulchan Kavoa, but it's not actually yours. Dekonami, and it's Meduyik this way, Dekotani, HaMekadish Bechelko. It says Mekadish Bechelko, and it doesn't say Bein Kachim Kachim, Bein Kachim Kalim, Lo Kidesh. So Shema Minah, so you see that we're talking about your Mekadish with your Chelek that was given to you after the Shechita Nakrava, that only then is the Kiddushin not going to be Chal. But had you been Mekadesh with it before the Shechita, where it actually belongs to you, where it's Mamono, so then maybe the Mishum would agree, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, that the Kiddushin would taka be a valid Kiddushin. Okay, Beit Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Braisa, which tells us the story that happened after Rabbi Meir's death and one of his Talmidim sneaking in to Rabbi Yehuda's Beis Medrash. Have a wonderful day and a good night, everybody.